American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Ah, little red coats to bring us back, man. If this doesn't get you fired up 10 days till kickoff, I got nothing for you, man.
Man.
But, Kevin, we got a better way to get fired up. Hey, welcome back. First, it's the morning show, 960 The Ref. We are presented by St. Mary's Medical Group, Logan and Kevin. And we look a little bit different all of a sudden.
Yeah.
We're wearing spikes, man. We got the entire Spike Squad garb on right now. Now, we did not paint our faces. No. We didn't go full on, you know, Marvel comic character or all those crazy things those crazy kids in the Spike Squad do. But thanks to our man Chaz Phillips for bringing in some spikes. I thought he was going to bring one spike set in so like we could pass it around, take some pictures.
No.
He brought one for each of us, man.
We were pleasantly surprised.
This is awesome. Hey, welcome into the show. First time, by the way, Chaz Phillips. I know him well through Twitter, also through the Spike Squad itself. But good morning, and I understand you're skipping class for us. Don't tell your professor that, but thanks for joining us, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Had an 8 a.m. this morning, got up bright and early, listened to you guys on my way to class, and then here I am.
Well, that's what we actually suggest to every UGA student out there is listen to us on the way to class. Listen to us during class, because you never know when the professors might have a pop quiz to say, hey, what were they talking about on the ref this morning? And you'll be ready for that if you just tune in.
Oh, right.
It's
definitely.
Fine. Right. Hey, we've been plugging this all morning long. I've been very excited. I've been wanting to get y'all in on this for a while. But you, as we just mentioned, a member of the Spike Squad, I call you guys the fans' favorite fans. Everybody that goes to a Georgia football game, whether you're young or old, and especially the young folks, they love meeting you guys. They love talking to you guys about, like, hey, what is it like being part of the Spike Squad? Now, former basketball coaches have joined with you guys, and it's just been a very fun aspect of Georgia football. But just give us the quick rundown, your history. How did you get involved wearing these pretty awesome spikes on game days?
Yeah, so last year, I'm a freshman at UGA.
Right.
I'm sitting in my dorm, checking Twitter like I usually do. And then all of a sudden, I followed Spike Squad. They followed me, actually, back when I was in high school. And I followed them back, and then I'm looking, and all of a sudden, informational meeting tomorrow in the MLC. So I send it to my dad, my girlfriend, another one of my buddies, like, jokingly, like, hey, should I go to this? And they're all like, yeah, well, like, might as well go and get some info.
Why not?
I've gotten to know several Spike Squad members throughout the years, and they all are, I guess you already checked the first box, you're a passionate Georgia football fan.
Oh, definitely.
You are a student at the university, and you love to cheer on the Dogs.
Oh, definitely. Both my parents graduated from UGA.
Awesome. So a legacy.
Yes, I was brainwashed from an early age.
Awesome. Now, I gave you a little bit of a homework assignment. Tell us whatever you can. Hopefully you know something. But how did the Spike Squad start? Like, how long has Spike Squad been around at the University of Georgia?
Right. So it first started in 2010.
Okay.
They actually started as a small group of friends. It was a pretty lackluster year for the Dogs. It was Aaron Murray's first year, I believe. We were like around 500, maybe below 500. And so they started out going, I believe it was October 9th to the Tennessee game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it started, a small group of friends. And then 2013, game day came here for LSU.
I remember that well.
Bunch of national TV coverage. ESPN loves us. So and then, of course, the Georgia Joker.
Right, oh, yeah.
Major face of UGA Spike Squad, UGA football in general. Actually got inducted to the College Football
Hall
of
Fame. Yeah, we saw that. Now, is he still around? What is he doing now, just out of curiosity?
I believe he's out in Hollywood trying to pursue an acting career, if I'm not mistaken.
Good for him. Maybe he'll be the next Joker. In fact, I saw that Phil Dunphy is going to be the next Joker, the guy from Modern Family.
Ah.
So we'll put a word in for the Spike Squad guy. Game day itself, Sanford Stadium, I don't care if we're playing Murray State or we're playing Notre Dame or whoever, no matter what time of day it is, Spike Squad is always in the very front row of that primo student section. How does that work? I mean, is it just an understanding amongst the UGA students that, hey, first of all, you guys are going to be the first ones in line, but if for some reason you weren't, there were some really ambitious students that said, we want that front row today, they're not getting it, are they?
No, definitely not. We get in line about 2.5 hours before gates even open. So that's about 4 hours before kickoff.
Right.
So for noon games, we're out there early. So we get out there, we have people who literally like check in, they scan their IDs before, just so we can get out there and run.
Sure.
Get some runners, get there, set up camp, and then if we do get some students who are like, nah, we want this front row. I mean, first off, we have a pretty big gang, so, I mean, numbers, but for the most part, it's pretty understanding. They're like, all right, it's y'all's thing.
Yeah, another question I was going to ask. What is the current enrollment, if you want to call it that? How many Spike Squad members are there on a yearly basis, just per average?
Last year we had a 35.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that big.
And then I think we're going to try to – we had about 10 people leave this year. So I think we're about to add, you know, probably around 8, 9, 10, okay. maybe.
And you're looking to add now. In fact, last night I saw, if you're a student listening and you want to maybe be part of this Spike Squad, you guys had an informational session last night. That's how you got involved last mm-hmm. year. But tell us more about that, or tell the students listening, how can they get involved? Because there was one session, but it's certainly not closed after last night.
No, definitely not. So if you're a student and you're listening, what you can do is you can DM us on Twitter
sure.
or Instagram, at UGA Spike Squad on both. We'll get you the information you need. We'll help you set up an interview time. We actually have interviews this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And if you can't be one of those times, we'll try to accommodate that as best we can.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, just DM us and we'll get you the information.
Fantastic. Trying to think what else I had. I got a ton for you here. How do we get these spikes? Okay. Do you guys have like a trailer full of these things for new inductees, or do they have to buy some spikes and get creative with them? Because like every one of them is different. And I guess I'm looking at all these. There's different aspects to them. But, like, did you have to supply your own shoulder pads from, like, a hand-me-down shop or something?
No, thankfully not. Thankfully, the squad does provide pads.
Awesome. Okay.
But you're, like, your face paint, whatever you want to do with that, with your head, that's all you. We paint our bodies mainly bodies red and then arms black. Unless, you know, like last October we did the pink out. So, you know, we will thankfully – do not have to buy our own pads.
Yeah, good.
All of them come drilled. Or we're actually going to drill. We have to drill some more this year. So
it feels like hard foam. Like, what are the spikes actually made of? Any idea?
There's some sort of like test tubey material okay. that you get like a hospital or something medical. So
you're, in other words, you're very environmentally friendly. You're recycling a lot of stuff that would otherwise find a landfill.
We try to be. Definitely.
And you're turning it into spikes. I love
Look
it.
At that. How about that? I want to know what it's like to know that you inspired the Georgia football team to create the Savage Pads.
That's right.
Oh, that was actually before my time. We did actually make those, though.
Okay.
We have some buddies who are above me, actually, on Spike Squad, who I'm good friends with. They made those. And then if you watch baseball at all, the Savage
mm-hmm.
Helmet, we
yeah.
also made that this past
yeah.
year. That was a huge hit. So we make those. We're going to try to come up with some ideas, something for basketball maybe another football idea. So, yeah, we're going to try to do some more of that.
Yeah, I was going to ask. You guys are not just football, obviously.
No,
I mean,
not.
You guys are at baseball. I've seen you out there before. But how does that work? It's not as big. You don't have all 35 folks.
No.
You know, showing up to like a gym meet, but you guys are there still. I mean, it's a known thing that if you go to a UGA sporting event on campus, you're going to have Spike Squad represented.
Oh, definitely. We try to go to at least half the basketball games spiked up. Some of us go like just regular students.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with baseball. But we try to emphasize, especially in the meeting last night, it's a full year commitment. It's not just football. Football is obviously the biggest sport here at UGA, so that's what we're most known for. But we try to emphasize, you know, other sports, baseball in the spring, basketball in the spring, gymnastics, everything else. We're going to try to do some soccer games this year, some hockey games, whatever else we can do. We'd love to get involved with that.
Fantastic. Okay, so members of the Spike Squad, you got about 35 of you guys. Do you all, I assume, and I was going to ask you this, we talked earlier, student tickets have not been given out yet, is that
no,
right?
I believe Friday is.
So Friday or so, and there's a big fear right now, I don't want to like talk negative here, that there might be a split. So there may be some folks that don't get Notre Dame tickets and some folks that don't get Texas A&M tickets, but that's something. How does that cross your mind in terms of like, will I be able to be there, or the folks that do have tickets? Is it just all hands on deck come game day?
It's there. Sadly, last year we had some split ticket packages. This year, if you're a sophomore like I
yeah.
am, I'm probably gonna get the bad stick of that. But you know,
we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. We got you covered.
I appreciate that. Yeah, people do pretty much whatever it takes to get a football ticket. In the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, my parents have season tickets, so if I don't get a ticket, they'll just, hey,
there
here you go.
It's always good to have parents in high places.
Definitely.
Don't ever take that for granted.
Definitely. Try to
keep
find
them around forever. Okay. that's good. So, okay. I think
the Spike Squad should get first dibs on tickets. I mean, come on now.
Oh, we've been trying.
You know? There should
so
be
hard.
A box checked, like when you apply for student tickets. Like, are you a Spike Squad member? If you check yes, it's like you're front of the line.
Yeah,
I mean, that should be it.
I wish, man.
That should be it.
Back to the Savage Pads, because it has become such a synonymous image of Georgia football lately. What you mentioned, I know you weren't here at the time, but it was it 2017 was the first year of the Savage Pads, or was it the year prior?
I think it was 2017. I remember, because that's when, if it was the year prior, we didn't use it a whole lot. But 2017,
mm-hmm.
definitely, you know, J.R. Reed, the Florida GIF,
yeah.
when he's like...
Oh, yeah. Love that GIF.
That, and then...
I think my favorite... I'm glad you brought up GIFs, because my favorite GIF, my go-to, is also J.R. Reed, but it's not the one you mentioned where he's like looking like a savage eating whatever. I think that was against Alabama. He did that last year. But the one from 2017 when he's getting carried off. And is he wearing the savage spikes in that gif? He may not be, actually.
I think he is.
If he isn't, he should be. But like it's just become such a synonymous thing. When you think of the Rose Bowl, and you think of watching Lorenzo Carter running around on the field after the game because he got that big block, the field goal block. Yeah. Mm-hmm. His entire post-game celebration is wearing a Spike Squad Savage spike. Like that's something that's incredible to think about.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, man. We're so proud of that. I know all the guys who were into that. They were super stoked that you know they saw their creation on national TV in a playoff game, no less.
Right.
So they definitely loved that. Like I said. We hope to do more with that. I believe it was also 2017. Mm-hmm. I forgot what game it was. It was a senior night. They actually painted the pads gold.
Yeah, against Kentucky, right?
Yeah, that's what it was. Senior night, so we may try to do that again.
Awesome.
So whatever we can do to, plug the Savage pads, we would love to do that.
Do y'all do anything outside of actual athletics together? I mean, is there any, like, philanthropic thing or any other, like, fundraisers or non-athletic events you guys are participating in?
Not yet. We're going to try to do that this year. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to try to do a fundraiser sometime this fall. Definitely stay tuned for that.
Does the university, like, recognize y'all as a student group?
Not so much football, but, like, Scott Strickland with baseball loves
right,
us.
Right, right, right.
Same thing. Tom Crean loves all students, especially loves Spike Squad. But, you know, as the university as a whole, not so much. But we're going to try to change that a lot this year.
Might be difficult getting those front row seats at basketball this year. We got a pretty high anticipated season coming up. But you guys will be there.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Back to the also the Savage helmet. I loved that when it came on back at the baseball season. Scott Strickland's got the team rolling pretty nicely right now. But how did that come about? I know you said Scott Strickland loves you guys to death, as he's very involved with the student body. But mm-hmm. who presented that idea to him? Like, how did you get access to him, and how open was he right away to saying, yeah, we would love to have the Savage helmet in the dugout?
Well, actually, so the Clemson game, the whole 20-in debacle, me and a couple other guys were there. We stayed for the whole thing. And then after that game, he actually reached out to us and then the Sig Ep fraternity.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'd love to have y'all guys come up to a practice, take batting practice, you know, just chill out after.
The Sig Ep, by the way, what he's referencing, by the way, Sig Ep is a fraternity that just kind of showed up very late at night. Yeah. When the stadium was, there were still people there. Myself and Dave calls the games, who's usually here. He was obviously there. But I was in the press box, too, and I hung out the entire game. What was it, 2 o'clock in the morning
something
when we left that
like
thing?
That, yeah.
But the Sig Ep fraternity kind of shows up, call it 1 o'clock in the morning, in full force. Oh, now, a lot of folks would say that they were in the bottom of a fifth, and I'll leave it at that. I'll just say, I cannot confirm or deny. But one of my favorite memories that I will get very old thinking back to my time here in Athens, and hopefully that's a lot more to come, will be that moment.
Oh, yeah.
In the,
that was great.
At 1 o'clock in the morning when all of a sudden Foley Field comes to life with just a bunch of raucous, loud, crazy fraternity boys. And then Georgia wound up winning that game in 20 innings.
Thank God we won that game.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it was after that, you say, that Scott Strickland, got the Savage helmet rolling.
Right. And like he didn't even bring it to us. We want to do something for him for having us at practice, you know, just chilling, hanging out with the team, with the coaching staff. And so we actually brought it to practice that day, the day we went, and he absolutely loved it. The team asked, like, hey, can we bring this to the SEC tournament? We're like, dude, yeah, it's yours. You do whatever you want with it. And then it turned into the home run helmet, which we love.
I got to ask a question, okay? I was a little bit nervous with you coming in here bringing some spikes. I didn't know what these things were going to smell like. I had no idea how much sweat you guys have dripped on these things, on these really hot September games. Now, I appreciate it seems like you've cleaned them before you brought them in. Mm-hmm. But what does it smell like on the front row of the Spike Squad in the fourth quarter of an early September noon kickoff?
Oh, it was.
It's got to get a little bit bad, right?
Oh, it was steamy. usually I prefer hot over cold, but not when your body is painted because you got sweat rolling everywhere, paint in places you don't want to have paint.
Yeah, I hear you.
Last year, the Austin Peay game, probably the hottest game I have ever been to.
There were a lot of hot games last year, man. Even late in the season, homecoming against Vanderbilt was a night game, and I was still sweating profusely.
Oh, definitely.
At that game. Okay, so fan-friendly. I've noticed you guys love interacting with the fans. Mm-hmm. If one of our listeners is bringing their 10-year-old kids, 5-year-old kids, whatever, to the game, you guys seem to always be willing to take pictures. You always are open to say, hey, guys, come on in and get in here. We'll put some spikes on you and take photographs. How do you guys like interacting with the fans?
Oh, we love it. They love us. We love them. I know it's hard during the season because people can't get in front of the student section to take pictures. That's why they love G-Day so much. G-Day is a big hit for us.
And that's when I got my famous picture with the Spike Squad.
So we got kids coming up, families coming up, like asking to take pictures. Hey, can we wear – yeah, we encourage that. We'd love that. We would do that all the time if we could.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to be just about football focused. We serious all the time. We want to you know, interact with the fans.
So early in the game, preferably before kickoff, because you guys are obviously big fans and into the game. But
right.
But if anybody listening wants to go get a picture with you guys, come before the game, before kickoff. Get there early.
Oh, definitely. We've thrown out the idea of just having people like roam around the stadium beforehand, before kickoff. Like
here was my idea. I told this to some of your Spike Squad members during Fan Day a couple weeks ago. I think y'all need a booth at Fan Day.
Oh, we would love that.
I think a few of y'all should be painted up, spiked out, and while fans are walking around getting autographs from players, they can also throw some spikes on and take a picture with you guys. I'm going to pitch that for next season.
Oh, that'd be a great idea.
See if I can make it happen. I got connections, Chaz. Don't you worry about that.
Hey, I'm not complaining.
I'm just kidding. Okay, just quickly, a couple minutes before the break. You mentioned the characters, okay? So what are you? I know the spikes are all universal, but you all have your own sort of mantra. We've had the Joker over the years. I remember Jack Sparrow being one that comes to mind. Just other random ones. What are you going to be this fall?
This fall, I'm keeping the same thing as I did last fall. I got the visor with the fake blonde hair, you know, the fake Ray-Ban
fake
sunglasses.
Hair, right?
Yeah. And then some, just like some, you know, eye black, face paint, whatever else.
Is there a certain, like, character or movie star you've modeled that after, or is it just a look?
Just a look. I was just like, hey, I've always wanted to wear those. This would be a great place to debut it.
I'm thinking kind of like Stifler in American Pie. Like, that's kind of what you're looking like. He was kind of, yeah, it's spiky. Maybe I'm thinking more of Stifler in Animal. No, what was the movie? The Old School. Remember when he had the horse at the party?
Yeah.
That's who I'm thinking about. That's Stifler.
Yeah, when Will Ferrell had a dart in his neck.
It's a great scene.
I've heard Guy Fieri even.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, what are some, just quickly before the break, what are some other characters that'll be out there this year that you can think of?
We got Uncle Sam back.
Nice.
Captain America's back again. David Bowie.
Thanos going to be present again?
Same guy, different character.
Okay, cool. Very
so,
cool.
I think we're going to have a Ric Flair, maybe.
Love it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, trying to mix it up, definitely.
Cool, man. Well, hey, before we hit the break here, just plug the Twitter account, plug whatever you want. How can people follow and reach out and get a hold of you at Spike Squad?
Right, at UGA Spike Squad, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, if you want to add us on Snapchat. You know, DM us if you have any questions, if you have something, you know, you would want us to be involved in. Just DM us, add us, whatever you feel like you need.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for coming in. Stick around, man. We'll hang out some more a little bit coming up next and put the final touches on this show. Yeah, certainly appreciate it. Thanks for everything. And Spike Squad, looking forward to it this year again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, let's get a quick break. We'll come back and put the final touches on the show. Right now it is 9:51. Which makes it time for that Southern Sports Center. The Braves, a little bit of drama last night at SunTrust Park. Ronald Acuna Jr. gets hit on the first pitch of the first inning. Benches did not clear. The managers went at one another. Brian Snitker winds up getting thrown out of the game. And then Freddie Freeman got the revenge. He hits a pair of solo home runs, 4 RBIs on the night. Dallas Keuchel, also a strong outing. 6 innings, striking out 7. He also collected his 1,000th strikeout of his career. The Georgia Bulldog football team practiced yesterday. The Spike Squad wasn't there, but they may be there very soon. They practice again today. Now 10 days, that's it. Until the Georgia Bulldogs head up to Nashville, they will take on Vanderbilt to kick off the 2019 college football season. You get the top local and national sports stories every 20 minutes right here on Athens' Voice of the Dogs, 960 The Rev.
Picky pizza patrons prefer pies picked with potent flavors, like the ones from Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Five Points and Watkinsville. Try the Walter White for the break your taste buds. So,
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.